We better start, guys. Harvey's here, we can start. We are on Daf Memtes Amud Aleph. We are up to we're up to Amar Papa, about 10 lines from the top. We just learned a new din that once you gave over to the shluchei habal, even though that you gave over to the shluchei of the husband, even though you didn't have no relationship or anything else, no longer forfeited from the reshus of the father. If somebody has relations with a naida hamoiros, ain chayiv, you're not chayiv. Ad, unless you meet the following conditions. Shetehei naida, we're just revising the last part we did yesterday. Naida, a girl, psula, moiros, engaged. And then we add one more clause, the Hebrew is still in the father's house. What do you mean she's still in the father's house? Bishlaiman naida comes to tell you, once you're 12 and a half, even we no longer have this din of skila. Psula, she has to be psula, v'leibula, not that she was already, then she has to be a virgin. Okay, otherwise no skila. Me'oirasa, even though she's engaged, v'leibula, as long as she's not married, she still gets skila. What do you mean, beisavia? As long as she's still in the father's house. Lemute, my, what's coming to exclude? My love, lemute, isn't it coming to exclude? Mosara of l'shluchabal. Once given over l'shluchabal, no longer you get skila. We're right above the Mishnah, four lines in the Gemara. This is where we stopped yesterday. Somebody has a relationship with a married woman. A married woman, as soon as she entered the Reshus HaBaal and is starting to get married, even though they had no relations, didn't even move into, it wasn't even a chuppah. It was just a shluch of a baal. Already, you no longer commute the punishment from chenek, from skila to chenek. Because they enter the Reshus HaBaal, that's enough. So I think a Mishnah. A father does not have an obligation. He doesn't have to. It'd be nice if he does, but he doesn't have to feed his daughter. Doesn't mention his son. So you could learn bepashtus, but a son, you do have a mitzvah to feed. Why would you have to have a mitzvah? Why would you have a mitzvah to feed your son more than your daughter? Because your son needs to learn Torah, needs strength. So you have a mitzvah to feed your son, not as feeding your son, but as part of the mitzvah of teacher Shanantul Vanecha. You have part of the mitzvah also of feeding them. That's how it seems appears in this Mishnah. Zem medrash darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is the darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dashed. Lifnei chachamim for chachamim b'kedem b'yavne. In his yeshiva, it was called Kedem Yavne, like a vineyard, because there were three rows there of Talmidim, starting from the AA down to the CC, you know, to the lowest levels. Then he said, Habonim Yeshu, the sons, they inherit their father. V'habonis yezainu. The girls don't inherit, but they do get provided for from the state. Just like when it comes to the Yerusha of the son. When do they take a chelik in the state? Only after their father dies. So to the daughters, the daughters don't get fed. The daughters don't get fed only after their father passed away. In other words, there's absolutely no obligation on the father to feed his daughters when he is alive. Says the Gemara, this Mishnah seems to contradict a whole host of opinions that we had elsewhere. Says the Gemara, it seems to our Mishnah, b'mezayin is bita Yehudein chayiv. Only for his daughter, he doesn't have to provide for. Ha b'mezayin is b'nai, when it comes to his son, chayiv, he's chayiv. That's diik number one. Diik number two, and it says in the Mishnah, it says there's no chayiv. Now we know there's chayiv, there's mitzah, and then there's shus. Chayiv means we're going to force you. Mitzah means it's a very good thing to do, we encourage you. So by saying there's no chayiv, sounds like, but a mitzah there is. That's dig number two. Chayve who deleka ha mitzah ika. So two things: a son there is a chiv, and a daughter there's no chiv, but there's a mitzah. So mani mas nisin, who is the author of our Mishnah, doesn't seem to accord with anyone. Starting from like Rabbi Meir, doesn't follow Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Huda nor Rabbi Yechim Ebruka. The Tanya we learned the following brisa. Opinion number one: mitzvah lozen es habonis. There's a mitzvah to feed you. There is a mitzvah to feed your daughters, which is like our Mishnah. And kavochaymer lebanim. That what son for sure, but what a mitzvah. In other words, there is no chayv to teach any to feed you, even your son. And our Mishnah seems to say there's a chayv for your son. And why kavuchayme? Why your son's better than daughters? The asker b'taita. They need to learn taita. They need energy. And we'll learn tomorrow's gemara that taita makes a person very weak. Divrei Rav Meir. That's the opinion of Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you, but different way around. I hold that a daughter, there's more reason to feed, like what Yimi said yesterday, than a son. Because if a son doesn't get fed, he'll go shnar. A girl, it's a much more humiliating for her to go shnar. Mitzvah lozen es abanim. Again, it's only a mitzvah, there's no chayv. It's obviously not a mishnah. And kavo chayme lebanim es elusas. It's humiliating for a girl to go around and shnar. So it's a mitzvah to feed him. Rabbi Yechonah ben Berakhia disagrees with both opinions. He said there's no mitzvah. You know when you have to feed your daughters? When the parent dies, then from the state, the daughters have to get fed. When the father's alive, just like Elu ve'elu einin azainin. There's no chiv, nor is there a mitzvah on a parent to feed either the son or the daughter. So, who's our Mishnah? Nobody. Our Mishnah seems to learn, for a boy it's a chiv, for a girl it's a mitzvah. So, Irab meir ha'ma bon mitzvah, Rab meir holds bonim is only a mitzvah, and our Mishnah says a chiv. He says banim is also mitzvah. Girls definitely mitzvah. Banim also mitzvah. Namish has a chayv. Even a girl has no mitzvah. Namish says clearly that a girl has no chayv, but has a mitzvah, and a son is a chayv. So Gemara says, you know what? Our Mishnah can work out according to every one of these opinions, and I'll show you how to fit them in. Ebois and be one that made our the author of Mishnah are made. Ebois aim of the author of Mishnah of Yehuda, and ebois aim of Yechem Brukin. This is how it works. Ebois aim of the may of a hachikam. This is how you learn a Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that he doesn't have to feed his daughter, you made a diuk, but you have to feed your son. You made the wrong diuk. This is the diuk you should make. You don't have a chiv, but you definitely have a mitzvah to feed your daughter, and kol shkein to feed your son, a mitzvah. Who adin libnai? Ha mitzvah is a mitzvah. He has no chiv for your son or your daughter. But there's a mitzvah for your daughter and kavu chaimel lebani because they have to learn taida. So why is the mitzvah talk about a daughter and not about the son? How kamash will teach you a son? For sure you have a mitzvah. You have to teach him taida. That feel a bita chayvu. That even you bita chayvu the lack of the no chayv. How mitzvah ika, but mitzvah there is. Okay, that's how our mitzvah fits in our mer. Ebay, because the diik is different. Ebay same Rabbi Yehuda. I'll say the mitzvah Rabbi Yehuda is very similar. V'hachi kama ha'av. Chaimi, he force you. Oh. We'll walk into your property and take if you don't. Second, Vargamad ha'av, a father ainu chayiv b'mezaynus bitter. Father is not chayiv to feed his daughter. V'choshkelim, no, surely he's not chayiv to feed his son because we have more rachmanis on the daughter. But the diuk should be not that a son is different than a daughter, but the chayiv should be that a chayiv there isn't, but mitzvah there is. Hamitzah b'benayika, there's a mitzvah by the son and kavuchayim lebanas. So the Mishnah says banas means the kavuchayim, surely daughters, because he was humiliating. So why is the Mishnah talk about a daughter? Why is he mention the son at all? How do you turn a bita? How come Mashal teach you? That feel a bita that even his daughter, which will chayda you think is humiliating, maybe we should force the father to feed her. Chayva leka, a chayda isn't. Again, the Mishnah is talking about no distinction between a boy and a girl. If you want, I can go further. That b'yechid mebruka, the Mishnah b'yechid mebruka holds there's no chiv, nor there's a mitzvah for a son and a daughter. So why is the Mishnah say there's no chiv? Say a bigger chiddush, there's no mitzvah. This is how you read the Mishnah. You don't have to feed your daughter. There's not only you don't have to, there's not even a mitzvah. So how come we use the word there's no chiv? Say a big chiddush, there's no mitzvah. But Aidi the bonus la'acha mitzvahs avi and chayve. Since the end of the Mishnah, where it talks about after the father dies, you have to, the sons, Yashin, and the daughters you have to feed, and there's a chiv. So the contrast is that while the father's alive, there is no chiv. So we use the flip side. But really, you could have said a bigger chiddush, no mitzvah. Chayv etonam ene chayiv. Amar Rabbi Loi came along and said, Amar Ish Lakish, name of Ish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, and then Bar Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. So there are three people here. That Ba'usha, his kin and Usha made Takana. The one who made all the Takanas and Usha was Rabbi Yisi Bar Chanina. I guess Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina's brother. But it was said over in three names. Okay. Good. Okay, fine. So I take that back. It was Rabbi Yisi Bar Chanina himself. He was the author of all the Takanas and Usha. Now we're going to learn through some of the Takanas. Takana number one. The Usha Hiskinu, we want that even though there's no chayv in this Mishnah, she Adam Zonas Bonov as Benoisav Kishenk Tanim. See, it's a hakel that Takanas Chachamim and Usha that a man should feed his kids when they're young. They don't explain here how old is young, but Kishenk Tanim. Says the Gemara, Yiboyeluhu Hilchasekavasai. Is a halacha like Usha or the halacha not like Usha? What's halacha? Taisa says on the top of the page, by the way, you have ktanim and you have ktanek ktanim.
We said six.
Yeah, but that's ktanim. Ktanek ktanim. So look at the top of the page. Ktanek ktanim. Ktanim. So ktanek ktanim, because you have to do yinika. The first 2 years, it's a chiv for, you know, to have a wet nurse and all that to feed. That's called ktanek ktanim, infants. Ktanim are, we'll see later what age, under six, whatever it is. And ktanim is, so under ktanek ktanim, there's a chiv. Ktanim is a tekana zusha to feed. Over six? Did I just say anything? He doesn't go into the pratim, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't go into the back tiny time and all that. Okay, let's go back to it.
It's actually interesting.
Yeah. The Ran talks about
it.
The Machlekes is showing this whole Gemara is talking about even if you can't afford it or Dafka somebody's wealthy. But the Rashi says over here, Kesheng Tanim Achishavir Cyrus till he's 12 years old. The Takonas Usha was. The Takon of Usha was till 12. The question is, do we paskin like Usha or not? We'll soon see whether we paskin like him. So as far as Usha was concerned, you have to feed your kids until 12 years old. We'll soon see whether the halach is like that or not. Let's continue the Gemara. Toshba coming here. Kiavi also the coming of Yudah, coming of Yudah. Amaluhu. We can bring a few stories. And from these stories, it seems like we never forced anybody. So, Kiavi also coming of Yudah. Amaluhu. He came to Yudah. He said, Yorud Yolda Bablay Masa Shadya. I don't understand. What kind of mention you? A snake gave birth to little snakes, and you want the community to take care of it. You gave birth to children. Don't you think you have a responsibility to raise your own children? What are you throwing on the community for? So he's telling him that you have to feed your kids, but he didn't say it in a way that you have to. He's saying be a mensch. If he would have been a takanas usha, he wouldn't have given him any hesbed. He would have said you do it, or we'll take your properties away and do it. Also, a similar story. The parents refused to raise the kids, and they said, "Community, you take care of my kids." They said to him, "Turn over this axe or something on the street, and I want you to stand up there, make a big announcement, see, put it out in public. Stand up there, Velayman, say, Urve boyibana, that even a raven needs his kids. Everyone takes care of the kids." Now, who got the light boy, but even a raven, which is mean, takes care of his kids. And this guy here refuses to take care of his own kids. Says the Gemara, where do you find that raven wants a kid? The Eibishter listens even to the Bnei Eidah that call them because their parents don't take care of them. Like Kasha. So the Gemara says, no question. When they are black, then the parents love them. They look like them. They look at their own kids and they feed them. When they're white, they hate them. Who are you? We don't recognize you. You're an albino. Not one of us. And that's, I guess, a raven when they're young. Yeah, when they're young, they start out being white, and then they grow up, they become black. So in other words, we're talking about the stage when they are, that there's a stage, at least, when the raven, when they're very young, and we're trying to talk about young people there. You have a responsibility to take care of a young. So we embarrass them. So what are we doing here? We're embarrassing them to feed their kids. We're not forcing them. It happens, you know, unfortunately. It's when the social hubs come in, you know, the social people come and take kids away when they're being neglected by their parents. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's a past? Do you think it's nice that your kids have to go and collect tzedakah? You think it's nice for you? When do we say all this that we don't force, be only cajole? Persuade elderly Amid when the guy can't afford, he's not rich, so he has to work a lot harder to feed his kids. And for that thing, we say, look, be a mensch, do the right thing. You brought these kids to the world, you have a responsibility. Avol Amid kafin le'al karchem. But if they're rich, we force them. Why do we force them? Because, you know, and look at what it says, why do we force them if they're rich? What's it do with rich? It says, when do you have a. Does this mitzvah depend on whether you're rich or not? Either we force parents to take care of the kids or don't. So the Gemara says, you know why we force them? Not because they have a mitzvah, not because they have to feed the kids, because it's tzedakah. And we know the rule by tzedakah is, your family, your family comes before anybody else. So we're going to force you because of the din of tzedakah. That's what we're going to force you for. Ki ha de Rava, just like Rava, kafkil Rav Nosser Barami, once forced Rav Nosser Barami, the apik minei dalem ezuzdokadish. The community then decided they had to pay $400. He refused. They went in, they took away his properties. They forced him. So because they forced him, the same thing here. We're going to force the rich man al zdokah, not al the chiv of. There's no chiv. The Teshuva already asked a famous question. Here's a short. Sorry. Now you know how to convince people. The Teshuva already asked a question. We know the Gemara says the Chulin by Kivud of Aim. The Gemara talks about how can you can't, you don't give Malkum anything else, because the rule is that any mitzvah that is matan schara betzida, the Teshuva says man yarichun yamecha, or by tzedakah says glal dover zeh, you don't give malchus and you don't force. So how come over here they force? But how can you force by tzedakah? Where by tzedakah it says ki beglal dover zeh, you know, you'll be blessed and everything else. So Teshuva gives a few answers. One answer Teshuva says is that kfiya means kfiya b'dvarim. You cajoled him. Not that he, like, well, I touched you. Actually walked in, took away his properties. The other answer Teshuva says, no, we can actually go in and take away his properties. Because there's two lavim here. Leisa Amitz and the Sikfetz and Yodcha. Because there are two lavim over here, the two lavim allow us to go ahead and force as well. And Teshuva and Barbazik has another couple of answers. Okay. Amar Abloi. Oh. Friday they went around collecting. No, Friday they were collecting there. Omer Abulai, Abulai said, Omer Ish Lakish, another Takana Busha.
You cajoled him.
Aha, so you felt guilty.
You've done it.
It worked.
Mate, I'm going with you.
Harvey's
going. Where are you
going? Oh, we're going to lose you. When you back? When? 2 months. And I know how. You come back after Shavuos.
You arranged that special.
Wow.
We can Skype. It'll be in the afternoon.
Yeah, but if you ever want to go online, this is online every day. Ross, he listens to it every day online. So that's how we know. There's one of Aitir. Omer Abeloi. Omer Ish Lakish. Now we have two names. Abeloi is the name of Ish Lakish. Another Tekan of Usha. But Usha is Kinu. Another Tekan of Usha. Ha-Koyisiv Kol Nechosov Lebonov. A guy, if the parents are getting old, they want to do the right thing. This is an amazing Gemara here, but they want to do the right thing. They imagine it halacha. And they give the entire, they decided, you know, they'll give the entire Yerusha to the children while they're still alive. They made a special takana that the kids have to take care of their parents while they're still alive from the estate. In other words, if they wouldn't have made this takana, the kids would have said, fine, goodbye. And they would have sent them, go find yourself a long place. We're taking the house and selling it and find your own living space and all that. So we had to make a special takana that be a mensch, and the parents, while they're alive, they can be fed from there. It's an amazing thing here. A case of kol nechasa lebanav, who will be ishta in the zayinim mem, especially the kana, that they can get fret from there, even though they gave it right to the children now. And it's not minadin. Minadin, they can't ask their children feed us. It's only takana from Usha. Fedi mona maskar abzayi v'tem rosh mona pani gedoy lemozom. I don't know what you're talking about. Isn't there halacha that says almanosay? The din is if a person dies, the almana can continue getting fed from the state, even though the children inherited because it's part of the ksuva. The ksuva is that he'll take care of his almana. And even though it's a girl, then the girl then gets married to a guy, she still gets fed. And what happens? The girl dies, and now this guy inherits the original estate. She can still gedoy lemozom. That almana can still get fed from the estate, even though it passed down to a husband, which is like a stranger to the family. So what do we need a special takana for over here that it gives it over to the children, that the children have to continue feeding their parents? The parents, one of the parents is the mother. So madach almana, when there's no father alive, you have to continue feeding, even though the woman, the girl died, the child died and went to another man. So surely when the father's alive, you have to. Says Gemara, the Shalach Ravin Bigarte, the Ravin sent a letter. What's the story? Misha Meit Yiniach Almana. A guy died. All he left behind was a widow of a bas and a daughter, so she inherits it. Alma Nasa Nizainiz Min Nechasav. So she continues, Almana continues getting fed from the state. Nisaz Habasa, the girl gets married. Alma Nasa, the widow still Nizainiz Min Nechasav. She still gets fed from that estate. Mesa Bas, the daughter died, and now the property was transferred to the husband. He's the first Lakeach. Even if he sold the property, he has a right to take it out. He's considered the yeah exactly. So he's like considered the first lekech, and he's a stranger. Rabbi Huda, the nephew of Rabbi Yechanina, al yodi hayemaisa. The story happened. My uncle didn't have to make a special takana nusha because the story happened to me. But Amru Almi said al manasa in the zaynis min the chasav that the din is al mana continues getting because she her tanaik suva came first. So if Chayda who the Easter boy, if the Almana is alive with the husband, surely they can collect from the state. I need to come from Usha. Name. Ma would have tame. I would have thought Hossam over there, who the leka the tarach over there. This is a widow. Who's going to take care of her? So therefore, we made a special tekana. She could continue eating from the state. Abul Hocha Notra Lididei Ulidida. Over here, he's alive. Nitrach Lididei. He's alive. Let the old man go out and get a job. Kamashalon, that no, you got to do the right thing. And he continues to say, very difficult to understand. Which child would be so such a kofu toiva?
Unfortunately, you look in the old age home, there's an awful lot of people whose children have nothing to do with them. They're stuck them in a home.
But it's there. Talking about the parents gave them their own estate.
Yeah, they sold the parents' house, they stuck the parents in the old age home, and Shalom on his soul.
Yeah, but at least they're living out in the streets. Talking about right. So do we pass it like this Usha? We don't pass it like this Usha. That so the Gemara Toshma, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina. There's one sitting there. We'll finish the sugi here. Also, a guy came along, Gochin bent down, the Noshke le Rabbi Yonison Akare. He kissed Rabbi Yonison on his knee. Omle Rabbi Chanina, my high. Rabbi Chanina said, "What's going on here? Why did this man come in and kiss you on the knee?" Omle, you know why? Because this man did the right thing. Koyisim the chosel the bonavu. He wrote his estate over to his kids, and his kids threw him out in the street. So what? Threw him out in the street. So what I did was vasesinu, and I forced them. I forced them, and I cajoled them, and I embarrassed them. But they have to feed their old couple, the old parents. Now, what does the story prove? L'chayda, you would think the story proves that the halach is like that. Faked, it proves all the way around. If the halach is not like Usha, I mean, they couldn't just go to any Rav and say, Rav, that my kids don't want to feed me, force them to feed me. Then Mushum Hochi Asinu, therefore I had to go. Therefore they came here and they kissed me and everything else because they were so appreciative. Because Api Halacha, they had no right to get the field, you know, to get food. And this somehow Rabbi Anderson did them a big favor and convinced, cajoled, coerced these people to feed him. Eliyama dinah, if asinu bayi, if it's a din, that the din is that your kids have to continue feeding the parents, and why would they give this whole congratulations of Yenison? That's the halacha. So in this regard, the halacha not the gusha. In the previous one as well, it seems the halacha not the gusha, only the rich, then we'll force them to feed the kids. But al tzedakah, not al father or mother. But if they're not rich, you wouldn't force them at all to feed. Continue tomorrow with the show.